I don't think so. What we might consider to doing at this point is that it's commission staff, my understanding is, that kind of dismiss this. And what we might have the option to do, according to this attorney who brought this to our attention, is to take it to the attention of the full commission as opposed to just some staff members. Obviously, it didn't take 2.5 years for them to launch a full investigation here. It just seems like it was on somebody's, file on the top of their desk somewhere, and they shuffled papers. So I'm inclined to think that we might do that just to have a full and fair hearing and not just walk away from this at this point. I'd like to think the FCC, I know a couple of the commissioners are serious about not just becoming lapdogs to the broadcasting industry. And I don't know, I'm optimistic that perhaps we could bring this to their attention and actually have some commissioners take a look at it as they're supposed to.
As we said, this happened a long time ago, relatively speaking, 1997. Many things have happened in between that time. To go in front of and try to get the FCC, the full 5-member staff, to look at this, why is it still important after so many years, after so much water has gone down the bridge, so to speak, that you believe, and your husband, I'm sure, Steve Wilson, believes as well, that it's still important to have the FCC rule on this, the 5-member commission?
Well, it doesn't keep me awake at night, if that's what you're thinking. I think it's important because it was probably the closest case that I've ever seen of the sort of suppressing of the news and altering of the news that came down from the highest levels of Fox. Mitch Stern in Los Angeles told the lawyers here in Tampa that, that the story didn't really need to be done. If the drug had been approved by the FDA, then why are we doing this story? And the FCC has said from day one that, if there's some sort of a conspiracy, I don't like that word, but if this is coming down with the knowledge of the upper ranks of management, that shouldn't be happening. I mean, this is exactly the kind of case that they're describing. So, as I said, it isn't going to, keep me awake at night, but I just can't imagine that this isn't the sort of thing that they, if they are at all serious about news distortion and ensuring that it doesn't happen, that this isn't one they'd like to take a look at a little closer.
Jane, we know that that Steve has, of course, been working in television in Detroit. Can I ask what you're up to these days?
I'm a freelance journalist. I've found my niche doing a little more print reporting, which is kind of an expansion of what I'd done previously. And I find that enjoyable, especially magazine writing. It doesn't pay the way those broadcast jobs do, but, I'm still working as a journalist. Sorry to say, Fox, but I'm not down and out. It's my passion. It's what I do.